Hey, it's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of People of Distinction. The talk that gives an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. Run to our website, peopleofdistinction.org, for more info, or you can always email me directly at benji@alcoleenterprises.com. And on the line with us today, we have John L. Givens III. We'll be discussing his wonderful poetry book, Poetry in the Spirit. Inspiration at your point of need. Available for purchase through Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com. But people, listen. If you want to gather everything that John has to offer, do yourself a favor and head directly to his personal site. And that's johngivens.org. There you'll find more information on John himself, more information on this fantastic book, Poetry in the Spirit, as well as find hyperlinks set up to take you to the purchasing page. So one more time, that's johngivens.org for more info. You know, and I will say, John was brought to our network, People of Distinction, today by some of the best publishers in the business, Sweet Spire Literature Management. So if you have a book that you'd like moved, give yourself the best gift you can possibly give and move it through Sweet Spire. And you can find out more information on them at sweetspireliterature.com. And people, listen, it is an absolute pleasure to have John here on the line. Now, right there in the title, Poetry in the Spirit, right? I mean, that first word is going to tell you everything. Poetry. We know it's a poetry book, right? There's no beating around the bush there. Well, what do the poems, what do the poems encompass, right? What are we talking about here? Well, you know, John wrote this book over his life, and he developed it, and one of the underlying messages and one of the themes that he really wanted to get across is his poetry was meant to be an inspiration to his readers during their times of need. And guys, let's just stop and say, I mean, when you get to a certain point in your life, when you get to a certain age in your life, you just understand adversity is part of the game. You can't get rid of it. You can't go around it. And in actuality, let's just be straightforward with it. You really shouldn't, right? Adversity offers a lot of education, a lot of wisdom. It gives you those life experiences, right? Okay, we understand. There's lessons to be learned there. So you shouldn't avoid them. I know we shouldn't, but I'll be the first to say it. I wish I could, right? It doesn't feel good when you're going through those moments. So John wrote this book and wrote the poetry with that in mind. So even though those moments seem so dark, even though they seem so bleak, his poems will help be that ray of light, that ray of sunshine that's going to help you get through that moment of adversity and prepare for the next one. And listen, John is the expert. He's written the poetry. He's pulling from his experience, and he's going to be able to articulate everything much better than I ever could. So without further ado, let's jump right in. John, first and foremost, welcome to People of Distinction. Thank you very much for being a guest with us today. How are you, man?
I'm doing well, Benji. Thank you for having me, sir.
Absolutely. Absolutely. John, we're looking forward to this. I think what you're embarking upon is profound. I think what you're embarking upon is so timely and very, very much needed. I mean, listen, we don't have to go too far to understand that given the past 2 years, two and a half, going on what feels like 40 years or so that we've been dealing with this pandemic and the variations of lockdown that we've all experienced, everyone is feeling some adversity these days. And then you get into the social divide that we have and the political divide. I mean, things are up in the air right now, John, and I think your book is so timely. And this is specifically the reason why we selected this book to be on our network, because I think it offers a tremendous amount of value. So thank you for being a guest with us today. And John, I know we have a lot of information to cover, but before we go into the book, tell our listening audience a little bit more about yourself and your background, please.
Well, first of all, I am a minister, I'm an author, and I am an entrepreneur. And so my background comes from being poor and broke as a young kid and going into the military at a young age and matriculating through the ranks. I was a 19-year-old sergeant. about 23-year-old wow. staff sergeant. And then after the war, Desert Storm, I got out of the military, but I went into law enforcement as a young man and spent some time with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. And after I finished there, I wrapped it up and ended up in transportation. I've been in transportation, public transit, for the last 19 years. Now I'm a road supervisor and experiencing some new challenges as well.
Mm-hmm. John, that is incredible, man. We're going to have to invite you back onto the network, not to discuss this book in further detail, not to discuss any other books you write in the future, but just to discuss your background and your resume, man, because goodness, it is impressive. First and foremost, John, thank you very much for your service and, you know, in the military, but also as a law enforcement agent. And I want to put this out there, man, because I feel like, especially right now, I think law enforcement, you know, you guys are getting a bad rap. Oh, and
dude.
We're not going to get too political with this, okay? And listen, just to put it out there, I'm liberal, right? I'm definitely a leftist, and I don't like the bad apples in law enforcement, but I also understand that not every cop is a bad apple, okay? And I think that a lot of times, especially given recent circumstances, it's kind of viewed as, well, every police officer falls under that umbrella, and yet let's cast all of this to everyone. And I don't think that that's fair, man. So I appreciate you for your dedication to, A, protecting our liberties here in this country through your time in the military, but also protecting our liberties and our safety through your time in law enforcement, man. And I truly appreciate that. So thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Now, John, let's jump right in. Poetry in the Spirit. Tell us a little bit more about your book.
Well, I sat down and started putting the pieces together after I saw a pattern of poetry coming out of me. I wrote from no formal training and began to put lyrics, kind of music together through the poetry. And I started around 1999 or so. And in 2012, I finally got the courage to publish the initial work. And it was a lot of fun. And it was encouraging to see how the people who were putting it together for me got so encouraged by it as well. So I knew we had something forming in the works as a result of that. But at this point, we're just trying to help people hear the lyrics of the poetry and know that it is something that will help them get through rough times.
John, I wasn't initially planning on going here, but after that description, how could I go anywhere else? I want to talk about inspiration for a second because, listen, you talked about your military background. You talked about your law enforcement background. You even talked about your background now in public transit. John, neither one of those had anything to do with writing, and let alone poetry.
No.
Where did that jump come from, man? I mean, growing up, were you a fan of poetry? Were you a fan of writing? Were there artists that inspired you? Talk to us about where this love for poetry and the human language comes from.
I actually was a fan of poetry, and Maya Angelou was my favorite poet, but King David from the Bible was also one of my favorite poetry creators. And I love the rhythm of poetry. I love the essence of what can be said in a deep and discerning way and get a point across in a short period of time. And so that drew my attention. But I wrote in composition in high school and had some experiences with grade A papers that let me know that I had a knack for writing. I had a knack for putting words together and allowing them to flow in such a way that they did encourage. And so I took some of those lessons in life and brought them to my ink stick and began to put things on paper so that they could be related to others in an encouraging way.
There you have it. And John, sticking with the concept of inspiration. So you've been writing the book for quite some time now. Now, initially, when you started writing the book, John, what was the inspiration behind it? I mean, what were you seeing that made you feel like the words you were putting on the page would be beneficial to everybody that picked them up?
You know, I never really had a poetic bone in my body. And I woke up one morning and I felt like the Spirit of God was telling me to write in such a way that it would encourage his people. And I just began to write, and as things would come together, I'd be seeing something that would create a theme thought. And then I wrote to it, and the poetry flowed from it. And I like to say I exhaust a thought. I write until I'm either too tired to write anymore, or I write until I'm too busy to write anymore.
There you have it. There you have it. Dedication. We love it. Guys, again, here on the line with John L. Givens III, we're discussing his wonderful poetry book, Poetry in the Spirit, Inspiration at Your Point of Need, available for purchase through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, but make sure you check out his personal site, johngivens.org, to gather more information that he has in store. You know, John, next question that I'd love to get into, man, and I have to hurry up and move in this direction because my listening audience is going to get very upset with me if I don't, okay? Now, this is a poetry book. We've mentioned that a number of times. Well, John, if you have any poems that from your book that you have readily available that you can pull from, we would love to hear it.
Sure. The first poem I like to share is called The Fear of Failure, and I've faced failure on a number of occasions. But the fear of it can stop you in your tracks. Mm-hmm. And it goes something like this. There is a fear of failure, so it seems. This causes us not to live out our dreams. Dreams, you just can't let them sit there, or they'll be like the clouds up in midair, floating adrift as the winds float within your mind, going to and fro. Beseech the author of all mankind. He'll bring peace unto your mind. Explore the ideas of your heart, then ask God where you should start. You will never grow bigger than your own thoughts if on your failures you become caught. Fear sometimes plays tricks on you. It will make you forget what you really can do. I can, a young lad did exclaim. He said it so loud that fear forgot his name. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself and what you can do. Then fear won't tap dance all over you. In the will of God, man is capable of achieving the impossible.
There you have it. Listen, people, did you hear the passion in this man's voice? You know, prior to you reading that poem, John, you know, you were very casual. And, you know, you're speaking very poignantly. Yeah, get to it. The moment we have you read one of your poems, my goodness, man, you illuminated. You just started shining, brother. I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Because listen, it's enticing though, right? Because when we hear how passionate you are about your work, it only makes us even more passionate, right? It makes us even more interested and intrigued. So I love the fact I'm approaching it with levity and infusing humor into it. But listen, man, that was beautiful. And I love the message behind it. Guys, as I started the interview by saying, oftentimes when we're going through those moments of adversity, oftentimes when we are approaching something that we're, you know, we really want, but we're afraid that, you know, if we embark upon this, there's a good chance that we may fail, or there's a slight chance that we may fail. Guys, and believe me, please understand, people, that I know I'm oversimplifying right now. The situation is never this easy or simple. And this is still something that I tend to grapple with from time to time because nobody's perfect. But I truly believe, and I have been trying to operate from this perspective for at least the past decade. I'm originally from the East Coast. You all know this. I'm relocated to Southern California. Oh, you're from the East Coast as well. Man, listen, this is why we're getting along. We're from probably the same neighborhoods. I love it. I relocated to Southern California a little over 10 years ago. And I remember having a very tough time when I was transitioning because, A, I was homesick. I had never moved that far. I don't have any family here, so I had to just start fresh, start anew, and reestablish. So there was a lot that I was dealing with. And I remember it maybe started off as, you know, almost like a fake it till you make it type thing, because I was definitely faking it. But I recognized very early on that I couldn't look at every situation as a win or a loss. I had to change my perception and started to look at everything as a win or a lesson. So I'm either going to get what I initially wanted from any particular circumstance, or if I don't get what the desired or the initial desired result was, well, there's a lesson to be learned there. That's not a loss. I can gain wisdom from that. And again, oversimplifying, because not trying to sound like a saint. I don't, you know, there's certain situations that I should do it more so with, but it's words that I live by now. And I promise you, people, it makes so much difference. Your perception makes the world of difference. And your poem, man, when you're talking about the fear of failure, we've all been there. We know what that feels like when there's something that we want and it's just outside of our reach. Yet we can't move forward because we're afraid that if we move forward and we fail, that everything is for nothing. No, not at all. You know, I think it was Thomas Edison, and I'm going to butcher the quote, so I'm going to paraphrase. But I remember reading something years ago about Thomas Edison, and he was talking to someone, and someone was just basically, I think it might have been a critic or someone, and he was talking about how he went through 1,000 light bulbs before he figured out how to make the light bulb that we have a variation of today. And his response to it was, you know, I didn't do it wrong. I just figured out 1,000 other, or he was like, I didn't fail. I just figured out 1,000 other ways not to make a light bulb, you know?
Right.
And that perception is exactly what we're talking about here, people. There are no losses. You just figure out and you hone in your skills on how to do it better next time. This is absolutely profound. John, as we start to close out of this wonderful interview, man, because I can talk to you for hours, and I have to keep telling myself,
yeah, for sure,
Benji, this is not about you. It's about John. So keep it on track here. What was the highlight for you, man, in writing the book? Or if not a highlight, something that surprised you that you weren't anticipating before you began?
Well, I think the thing that got to me was the outreach and how people lit up once they actually had a book in their hand and began to read it and get the essence of the messages that were capsulizing each particular poem.
There you have it. And what's next, man? Is there another book on the horizon? Do you have another project in the works? Talk to us.
Yeah, I do. I'm working on a book called Goals for Life. I haven't really dialed into the title per se, but that's my tentative title for now. And we're going to talk about 8 keys that help you reach and obtain obtainable goals that also cause you to reach beyond your comfort zone.
Beautiful. Beautiful. John, listen, man, I could sit here, I could offer so many reflections, I can talk for ages. I could think of no better way to close out of such a wonderful interview as this one has been than with another one of your poems. So if you have another one readily available to pull from, myself, my listening audience, we are all ears.
Great. One of the things that I found is relationships are very important to me, and friendships are quintessential to your success as you go forward in your various endeavors. And this poem is entitled Friends, and it goes like this. As we travel life's courses, friends float into view, sometimes many, sometimes few. No major requirements between us two, just like me and I like you. Kids aren't real picky about their friends. They're innocent and open with no tied ends. This seems acceptable at least for a short season until they get burned without any reason. Fellowship, it's good for the soul. And as we age, it turns into gold. Time has a way of seasoning us to grow in peace with much less fuss. Seems like just yesterday we grew up together. Time drifted by just like a feather. the seasoning we've gained now etched in our faces. Then came goodbye. We were off to the races. So life goes on and on and on. So life goes on. I took a look at my children today. My, I've come a long, long way. The things that I thought that I was, I'm not. The things that I thought that I wanted, I've got. Sharing this observation of friendship with me, the value is priceless. So let's make a key. The key must lock our friendship in place so that our love for each other won't get lost in the race.
Listen, people, if this interview hasn't moved you, pinch yourself. Okay, I don't know what's going on. Okay, I'm at the edge of my seat, man. This is incredible stuff because the poems are so poignant. It resonates. There's the bridge is there. John constructed it. All you got to do is walk over. Okay, walk over to the bridge, pick up that book. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, johngivens.org are the places you have to go. Poetry in the Spirit, Inspiration at Your Point of Need is the title you have to pick up. And John L. Givens III is the author you have to thank for bringing this wonderful poetry book to your table. You surely will not be disappointed, guys. Head on over there, pick up your copies today. An even better gift for you to get for someone else so you know where to go. John, this has been an absolute pleasure, man. Such an honor. I truly mean that. Thank you once again for being a guest with us on People of Distinction.
My pleasure. I felt good about it. You brought some highlights out of me that I wasn't expecting.